On average, U.S. households spent 12% of the family budget on food in 2024. For very low-income households, it was 33%. Today, we're continuing our series, Central Florida Seen and Heard, Vote Your Budget, in partnership with the Oviedo Community News, with a look at the state of food safety net programs and how candidates in one congressional race impacting some Central Floridians say they'll work to help people in need. Central Florida Public Media's Joe Burns reports.
In her small SUV with the AC humming, Yvette Batham describes her dream meal.
Oh, I would make my family a nice seafood boil. I'd make them with corn and sausage and shrimp and crab legs. And we'd all sit around my big old table and we'd dip it in real butter. And I can just visualize all their happy, smiling faces.
Batham has been waiting for hours in the car line with hundreds of other people for a food distribution event at the Ocala Rotary Sportsplex. Volunteers with Wings of Faith Fellowship Church help hand out food from a Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida truck. Batham is responsible for feeding 9 people at her Ocala home. She says her husband started a new business in April, and they no longer have his steady paycheck. They've cut the food budget to about $200 every 2 weeks, which, if you do the math, comes to $11 per person per week.
With the rising price in gas and paying mortgage and electric, the grocery budget just, that's where the cut had to be made. And if it wasn't for the food bank, we would just be in trouble. We'd be in big, big trouble.
Grocery prices are rising across America. They were up 2.7% in June compared to a year earlier, and some categories were much worse. Beef and coffee were up around 12%, tomatoes 19%, and lettuce 32%. The Second Harvest Food Bank supplies pantries and distributions across 7 counties. Its senior director of advocacy and government relations, Stephanie Palacios, says families are making hard choices all over Central Florida. They're having to choose cheaper, less healthy foods.
Rent eats first. If you are housed, you have to do what you can to protect that situation.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program is the federal government's longstanding effort to help millions of low-income families put food on the table. SNAP and the federal assistance provided through groups like Second Harvest are in the hands of Congress, though state lawmakers will have a say in how recent changes to SNAP play out in Florida. President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, which congressional Republicans passed last summer, makes cuts to SNAP, estimated at $187 billion over 10 years. It does so by adding new work requirements and shifting costs onto the states. Since then, more than 600,000 Floridians no longer receive SNAP, a 20.8% decline. Palacios says more dominoes will fall soon.
As time goes on and we get over a year or maybe 2 years out from the One Big Beautiful Bill, then we can see what the impacts really are on the state, on the charitable food system, and on neighbors facing hunger.
Beginning in October, the state's share of SNAP administrative costs will increase from 50 to 75%. Historically, the federal government has paid 100% of SNAP benefits. Now part of the burden will shift to states if their error rates are above 6%.
In the future, the state of Florida is going to be responsible for 15% of those benefits. Based on the error rates that recently came out, estimates are that that's close to $1 billion worth of benefits.
As SNAP takes these hits, Feeding America, a nationwide network of food banks, confronts a growing need. It's asking Congress to double its funding for the Emergency Food Assistance Program, known as TFAP, and increase the money for transportation and storage. Those programs are paid for through the Farm Bill. The latest version passed the House earlier this year and is awaiting action in the Senate. It does not amp up funding for food assistance.
It's a decision that I think Central Floridians should be interested in asking. What are the lawmakers' concerns about how support for neighbors facing hunger has dwindled over the past few years and how investment hasn't increased, even though the need is?
As for what Batham, the Ocala mom, would like to see from lawmakers, the registered Republican says, first of all, she's thankful. And she acknowledges that
free food's not free. somebody's working, somebody's paying the bill. And so I understand that SNAP has to tighten its belt, and I understand that there has to be some red tape.
Her family doesn't receive SNAP benefits. With her husband's new business, she says they can't track the household income in order to report it. She would like to see better foods at distributions.
It would be so much better if I could get some meat.
So how would the candidates running for Congress on her November ballot address food assistance? Her home is in Florida Congressional District 3. Her Congresswoman, Gainesville Republican Kat Kamick, will face independent candidate Mike Klein and the winner among four men in the Democratic primary. Kamick voted for the One Big Beautiful Bill. She also helped to shape this year's farm bill to support producers affected by natural disasters. During floor debate, she called it a lifeline for farmers and ranchers.
The men and women who wake up before the sun, who work through the hurricanes and the freezes and the disease outbreaks, who have been delivering for this country.
But bolstering TFAP wasn't one of her priorities. Her campaign points to a change that would allow states to spend more of those funds on fresh produce. Klein, the independent candidate, says in an email that he favors ensuring adequate resources for food banks and protecting access to SNAP for people with genuine need. The Democratic candidates are Seth Harp, George Huback, Troy Albers, and Tom Wells. Harp and Huback have made opposition to the cuts to food assistance part of their campaigns. In a candidate survey, Huback says his number one issue is to, quote, reverse the cuts to Medicaid, food assistance, and health insurance. Albers, an Army and Navy veteran, says more money for TFAP would also help farmers, and that ultimately it comes down to what Congress chooses to fund.
We could have chose to put $500 million in this and just cut 12 hours out of the Iran war.
Wells says he finds it hard to concentrate on this issue with so many concerns. Killings by immigration agents, corporate campaign finance, and, quote, the tyranny of the Supreme Court. Batham's SUV is finally at the end of the line. She faces backward from the front seat with her daughter behind the wheel. At each stop, volunteers pile bread, milk, juice, pastries, chicken, vegetables, a watermelon, and boxes of food into the back. She calls out a thank you to each volunteer.
You're welcome, ladies. Have a blessed day.
Joe Burns, Central Florida Public Media.